It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley.
Come back, I Mississippi, flowing down to New Orleans. It flows right by my Tennessee home, where history was made for Steamboat Bill. M-E-M-P-H-I-S, Memphis is the town I mean. Way down yonder in the land of cotton, folks like mine are never gotten. What a wonderful thrill just to be down in Memphis, Tennessee. By the ear, my crooked letter I. Come back, I Mississippi, flowing down to New Orleans. In the land of cotton, folks like mine are near forgotten. What a wonderful thrill just to be down in Memphis, Tennessee. By the ear, my crooked letter ride. Up back, I Mississippi, flowing down to New Orleans, down the river, flowing down to New Orleans.
Thanks a lot, friends. Thank you. And a great big howdy to all of my good friends and neighbors of Grand Ole Opry.
Well, I see lots of old friends out there in our audience tonight, Red, and plenty of new ones, too. All here to say howdy to Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Claude Sharp's Old Hickory Singers, the Jordanaires, and the Empire Gang.
And tonight's guest is a young fellow we're always happy to have with us down here, George Morgan.
Well, George will be along directly, but right now, we got to hear a few words from the leading citizen of Hohenwald, Tennessee, Red.
Well, get a pitchfork and shoot him on out here. Folks, here he is, Rod Brasfield. Yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
thank you. Howdy, Mr. Foley.
Howdy, Rodley.
Mr. Foley, I just found out something by Ned I didn't know.
Yeah?
They ain't got no money in the banks in Hohenwald.
Yeah, it sounds bad, you know.
Yeah.
How'd you find that out?
I wrote a check yesterday, and it come back today marked no funds. I'm having trouble everywhere I go, looks like. Banks and everywhere, see? I went up here to a big fancy cafe a while ago to get me a little dab and have two dabs of grub. And I went in and sat down just like a human being, and I tied the napkin around my neck just like I always do at home, Mary, you know. And a waiter come over and he looked at me and looked and looked and looked and looked at me. And finally, I says to him, I says, "What in the cat, how are you gawking at, Shorty?" He says, "Well, I just wondered whether you wanted a haircut or a shave." I told him, I says, "Look, I want something to eat now. Have you got some soup? Is there any soup on this menu?" He says, "Well, there was a couple of spots, but I wiped them all." Made me so dad busted, man, I could eat a goat burger right there. Made the hat earn. Finally, I told him, I says, "I want a bowl of soup. What is your soup like?" He says, "Well, it's just like our hash, only it's a lot looser." Well, see, I finally ordered me a bowl of soup there, and he went and got it and brought it back, and as he set it down in front of me on the table there, I reckon he is just trying to be polite, I guess. He says, "Well, it sort of looks like rain, don't it?" I says, "Yes, it does, and it don't taste like soup, neither." And now that there just got my goat, brother. That's all she wrote, right there, "Dear John." I got up and I went over to another cafe to eat. And I went in another cafe to eat and I sat down and a pretty little woman come over to wait on me. Little waitress had a little bow in her hair and everything. Oh, she was pretty out of here. And when she walked up to me, I said, "Lady, have you got frog legs?" She says, "No, I've had rheumatism. That's what makes me walk." I told her, I says, "Well, lady, look, I'm hungry. I want some grub. Now, what have you got?" She says, "Well, I've got pig's feet, boiled liver, calf brains, and oxtail soup." I says, "Never mind your ailment, sister. Give me ham and eggs and go see your doctor." I says to her, I said, "Did you say oxtail soup?" She says, "Yes." I said, "Oxtail soup." I says, "That's going way back for soup." Well, she went and brought me a little squirt and had two squirts at their soup. I ate it and got up to pay my bill, and the lady charged me $1.25 for what it had, and I hadn't hardly had nothing, hardly. It made me mad, but I paid her. I didn't argue with her about it. She seen she had me there, you know, and I paid her. I started out the door, and I looked around, and I noticed something around her neck. I said, "Lady, what is that around your neck?" She says, "That there's my necklace." "Why? What'd you think it was?" I said, "Well, I thought maybe it might be your garter. Everything else is so high around here."
Here's one of the finest folk singing fellas we have today, George Morgan. George, I hear you've been composing a lot of new songs here lately and writing all kinds of new ones and recording them. What's some of the latest ones you've gotten out, huh?
Well, Red, we have one called "You Win the Bride" and "Greedy Fingers," but I'll tell you, we have one tonight that the folks are a little more familiar with. It's called "Please Don't Let Me Love You."
I'll remember that one, buddy. Let me love you just because I'm feeling blue. And please don't let me kiss you, 'cause I know you'll be untrue. Because you're sweet, dear, I wanna love you. Please stay away from my heart. And please don't let me love you, 'cause I know you'll be untrue.
Don Davis now.
Whisper, sweetheart, when I know you don't love me. And please don't call me darling when I'm sure it just can't be. When I'm lonely, I want you. Only please stay away from my heart. And please don't let me love you, 'cause I know you'll be untrue. That's fine going, George Morgan. And now suppose we listen to the Jordanaires Quartet. Come on up here, boys, and sing for your supper. That's all right. You can give them a hand. Yes, sir.
How about singing one, a little spiritual here, boys, called Shadrach, the Meshach, Abednego.
Now there were three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Took a little trip into the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, he took a lot of gold and he made him an idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, he told everybody when they hear the music of the cornet, oh yeah, oh, everybody when they hear the music of the Well, they told everybody when they hear the music of the whole.
Great God, they said you got to bow down and worship the idols,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
You couldn't fool them with the golden idols,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with the golden idols,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king put the children in the fiery furnace. Great God, he heaped on coal and red hot brimstone. But it's seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be. The good book says he even burned up the soldiers the king had put there.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh.
Well, the Lord God sent him an angel, and he gave him a couple of wings. Well, they sent him on down to the middle of the furnace and began to cool the flames. Then children got so happy, they went strutting right through the fire, just laughing and talking about the power of the gospel.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh.
Hey!
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me,
stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me,
stand by me.
In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who knows all about me, stand by me,
stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me,
stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me,
stand by me.
When my life becomes a burden and I'm near in chilly Jordan, oh, thou lily of the valley, stand by me, stand by me.
Boys, you fellas, stay right where you are there. I know you've been rehearsing a little song here all week called Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis. So let your heart come out, huh?
Now Louis came home to the flat. He hung up his coat and his hat. He gazed all around, but no wifey he found. So he said, where can Flossie be at? A note on the table he spied. He read it just once, then he cried. It ran, Louie dear, it's too slow for me here, so I think I will go for a ride. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at
cheek. I will be your Tootsie Wootsie. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair. Meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. We will dance the hoochie coochie. I will be your tootsie wootsie. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair.
Hickory Singers, assisted by Rod Brasfield there, folks, singing them just like you like to hear them. George Morgan, come up here, buddy. Is everybody treating you all right?
Well, everything's fine, Red, but you know I've been hunting a gal, and I can't find her for looking.
Mm-hmm.
She's about, well, so tall, yeah. Has blonde hair, and well...
Yeah, now wait just a minute. Just step aside. She's coming out here right now. It's the gossip of Grinder's Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Here. Well, sir, ain't it wonderful? Ooh, there's so many big, handsome men here to talk for me to talk to. Oh, but as far as men are concerned, I can take them or leave them alone. The more you leave them alone with me, the better I like them. You know, there's just lots of girls, though, that are just too quick to kiss the first fella that comes along. But I ain't like that. Like I always say, kiss in haste and repeat at leisure. Say, George Morgan!
Yes, Minnie?
Oh, you're the handsomest fella I ever seen in my life.
Oh, darling.
What do you think? What do you think about girls kissing fellers?
Well, Minnie, I think it's a mighty good arrangement, honey. Shucks, it's just a waste of time for gals to go around kissing each other.
George, he kills me. You know, George, though, some girls can hold a feller with just their personality.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. Other girls hold a feller with their pretty faces.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, there's some that can hold a feller by their graceful figures. But there's one way that I can hold a feller. You know what that is?
With a bear trap?
No, not a bear trap. A bear trap. I never heard the lie. Oh, well, that's the way it always goes with me. Well, so now for the news of Grinder Switch. Brother, poor brother. Oh, we've had such bad luck. He's done failed in another business enterprise. Brother had him a skunk business, and he wanted to start a skunk farm so that folks wouldn't always be sticking their noses in his business. And he didn't have no luck because the two skunks he got died, and now his business is extinct. We all took a little trip this year past week. I think it is the Wednesday it was. Yes, it was. It is the Wednesday. That is when it was. I remember. It is the Wednesday. Thursday, come right out. Well, so we took a trip. We went in Hezzy's car. And Hezzy and Brother and me and Uncle Nabob and Aunt Ambrosie. All of us went together. And Uncle Nabob's so nice, he always takes Aunt Ambrosie with him everywhere he goes. Oh, it's so nice. I just tell you right now, Hezzy asked him, he said, you sure must love your wife when you can't bear to leave her. And Uncle Nabob said, it ain't that so much. She's just so ugly, I'd rather take her with me than to tell her goodbye. I asked, while we was on the trip, I asked Uncle Nabob for some fatherly advice because I wanted to know how much farther to go. Well, sir, we had us a pretty good time on the auto trip. We did. You ought to have been with us, Ray. We had a real good time, except Hazy come around a sharp curve, and there was a cow right in the middle of the road. And Hazy said, watch your jump when I toot. And now Hezzy's got the only car in Grinder Switch with three horns on it. Bye now. See you next week.
George Morgan. George, I think you've got one of those tunes that the folks are familiar with for your encore, haven't you?
Uh-huh. Cry Baby Heart.
Cry Baby Heart. Here we go.
Thank you. I say that I don't worry, and our parting brought no pain. I tell them I'll be happy if we never meet again. About the time I got 'em fooled and think I'm really smart, I realize that I can't hide my crybaby heart. Crybaby heart, I wish you were a stone, so I could really laugh and say I'm better off alone. But like an actor in a play, I stumble through my part. You're always giving me away, you cry, baby.
Thank you. Oh, come a little pink and tell me what you think. You're a long time making up your mind. How don't you understand that you love another man? How can no little heart be mine? Lord, I feel so unnecessary. I wish to the Lord I'd never been born. Died when I was young, and I never would have seen your two blue eyes or heard your clattering tongue. Oh, come a little pink, can't tell what you think. You're a long time making up your mind. How don't you understand that you love another man? How can your little heart be mine?
Hey. Here's one that we always include when we go around the country visit, and it's called Every Step of the Way. Every step of the way, my darling, we'll walk along side by side. Every step of the way, my darling, we'll let true love be our guide. We'll make our own sunshine and store another way to hold us over for a rainy day. Two hearts beating as one, my darling, with every step of the way.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
That girl with the red dress on. Girls in the middle, boys, to the wall, meet your partner, hi you all. Hurry up, boys, don't be late. Swing that girl like a hinge on a gate. Two by two, four by four, couple up in the middle of the floor. Four by four and eight by eight, hurry up, boys, and don't be late. Bird in the cage now, you're gone. Swing the girl with the red dress on. A bird fly out and the crow hop in now. Your partner's gone again.
Bye, bye. Thank you.